Got a Rockland question.
Go ahead.
The Rockland Breakwater, and I'm sure if this is the right time of the meeting here, the Rockland Breakwater is in great disrepair enough that the Harbor Commission says we'd shut it off from people except the fact that, we'd complain to the Corps except they'd shut it down to the pedestrians that are walking it. And so is there any improvement efforts considered toward re-topping and redoing the outer end of the Rockland Breakwater?
This is the first I'm hearing of it, but to be honest with you, the breakwater is not for people to be walking out there. That's not our purpose.
I know. But for a century it has been.
What exactly is happening with it?
Yes, well, basically large pieces of stone have shifted enough that they're like foxholes. You've got to leap across or wiggle your way around. It certainly is not by any means handicap friendly.
Still breaking waves for the Inner Harbor?
Well, nothing's broken on through like that. I mean, but anyway, it appears that enough shifting of the top has occurred, the top layer there, that it's become much more hazardous than it has been just a few years back. And I don't know. I haven't taken a flight over to look at it.
Typically, we put up signs, do not walk on our breakwater, because we don't want the liability of someone getting hurt.
Well, I know that's what our harbor committee's worried about. How about if somehow there was an inbox somewhere where, maintenance of the darn thing could be considered?
You can send me a letter, and we can certainly take a look at it and look at the conditions. We probably served it in not that long.
Okay, what is your name again? I'm sorry.
It's Ed O'Donnell.
Okay.
I'm the chief of the navigation section. And it's 696 Virginia Road, Concord, Mass. 01742.
Great. Hey, thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you, sir. Yes.
Yeah.
Tom, and then in the back.
Yes. Looking at that in the center, all the way down almost to the bottom, so expanded uses, minimum for berth dredging and contaminated sediment removal. Is that, berth dredging, what are you saying there? Private or all public?
I'd have to look and see what, I think it's certain harbors that where they pay a significant amount into the harbor maintenance trust fund. There's a lot of harbors like L.A. Harbor that pays, $100 million into it, and, the Corps only spends, $1 million a year or something on it. But I can look into it and get back to it.
Yeah, Portland pays them.
I think Portland pays. The only one, I think the only one in the state.
Hi, Becky Bardeman, Sierra Club. I just was curious, how do you evaluate your river disposal in a close deep water in a river as a river's flow? I just wonder where those materials end up, and having witnessed what happened when flew over the Kennebec, when you did the Kennebec and what it looked like at the mouth of the Kennebec was pretty shocking. I was just wondering how you evaluate where those oils go.
It's a site we've used in the past. We look at where it goes. We know it's a dispersal site. It would probably move downstream.
No problem with diverted turbidity or anything. You don't worry about that?
We would look at it, but,
I'm sorry, you're talking about Saco.
I was talking about Saco, but Kennebec, you've done that at Kennebec, so I'm just curious, do you actually look at what happens to that?
The northern Saco stuff is sand, so turbidity would be very minimal.
Okay.
Similar to the Kennebec, which was sand and turbidity.
Not all sand.
I'll show you the grain size. I'll show you the pictures from the dredge. I was on it.
I'd like to know where the grain size were then. But that's, look at that. Okay, thank you.
99.9% sand.
Ed, on the few slides back on the Cape Corpus Harbor dump site there.
Yeah.
cost, environmentally suitable disposal option would be. So we're going to be doing some more sampling and testing. If it turns out that Cape Arundel is suitable, the material is suitable for Cape Arundel, we'd probably go there because it's a lot cheaper, it's a less of a haul.
I think the question is, where's the
problem? Oh, it's the same site.
Showing on every picture of it.
Yeah, I think we...
that yellow moving up.
Yeah.
So if the regular dump site...
Yeah, it's a designated disposal area.
There was some new one that I
had. No.
On your Isle of Shoals future dump site. There's a lot of options there.
Yeah, we're doing some studies and looking at what's out there and seems to be a lot of lobsters everywhere.
Well, that's what they tell you in the newspaper. But believe it or not, it's just like ice fishing on the lake. All the ice is actually on the lake. There's a lot of lobsters right there. And it's been there for years and years. Historically, there's been a lot of lobsters there for years and years. We are having a problem with the lobsters dying off to the south of us. And we don't need any more of them dying off from there.
Here's something that's that they've been asking up and down the side of Penobscot Bay. There's a on-again, off-again proposal to bring a pipeline of natural gas from Draycott, Mass., somehow up to Rockland, and then perhaps to build one further from Rockland along the coast, a pipeline to Belfast. And obviously there'd be some stream crossings and things. Has the Corps gotten any word at all from any of the interested parties about that? City of Rockland, what's it called? CES, the, well, on the, well, anyway, there's the company that's, the guy that made Cape Wind. He's the promoter of it. I forget what he calls his over company. But have you heard anything at all about natural gas expansion in the Maine and in terms of projects that you all would have to look at? Extreme costs.
There's a few. That's sort of my backyard in terms of my regulatory territory. To answer your question, I've had no information on that or been approached in a pre-application or any other means.
Oh, well, no news is good news sometimes. Thanks.
Berths in Portland to the extent of the contamination and the extent
the area that they felt was the less stuff.
That's because they don't fish there.
Other business.